Continuing now in Siman Ayin, we're up to Gimel. Hakoines es habesula pota mikriyashma shloshi yam imlo asamaisa. So if a man gets married to a besula, so he's exempt from saying Shema for 3 days after the wedding if he has not yet had relations with her for the first time. Because he's so preoccupied with performing the mitzvah. This was in previous generations. Again, writing by Rabbi Yosef Karo in the 16th century. But since nowadays, since even other people, not chasanim, don't have such kavana in general, so then gam hakone says a basula kore, even the one who gets married reads a shema. Adds the Ramah, I in the comments him in Sanites, im shikur yikra kriya shema. Okay, if a person who's been drinking, if he's allowed to read shema again, because all this whole siman is discussing those who are potter. So the Mishnah speaks out in Sifkat in Yud, Habasula, Mipnei Shehu Torud Tirda de Mitzvah, Shemechashiv al Esik Basulim, Masha Ein Kain Ba'amona Lo Torud. So this only applies if he's married a woman who's not been married before, not a widow, right? Because he's nervous. But if he's marrying an Amona, then this Patur would not apply. Says the Mechabi is Patur from Kriyashma, Yud Aleph. And the brachos. V'hu hadimi tefilis part of him davening. K'moshim mavur lekama. Be explained later on in Siman Kovav. Yud Gimel so shlosha yomim for 3 days. For arba leilos and 4 nights. Kigon imnos biyom haravi b'tzaharaim. If you got married Wednesday afternoon, potter ad motzei Shabbos ad bichlal up to and including morning. Ulefamim and sometimes. Yitzuyar arba yom, it could be 4 days. Could go and even nichnas lechupa biyom revi, if it's on the 4th day. Ad shlokor kriyashma, he had said shema that day, shal shachris, potter arba yom. He could even have a patur on the 4 days as well, if he hadn't yet said shema that morning. Yud gimel im loa samaisa, he hadn't done the maisa, aval. Va'achar maisa, but afterwards, she'en toward od chayv. He's no longer worried, he's no longer preoccupied. So therefore, in that case, the chosin is chayv to say shema. V'chein, and so too, let's say the 4 days pass, it's now Motzei Shabbos, and they hadn't yet had relations, so he's chayiv now. Why is that? Why doesn't we say he's still bothered, he's still exempt? Since 3 days have passed now, and he hasn't, they haven't had relations, so he's like giving up, he's not really bothered by it. It's interesting, I think there's a shayla in the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin, I think, wrote his own shaylas, but he has a question about the couple, if I can remember correctly, where they were allowed to have yichud for 3 days after the wedding, because they hadn't yet tried to consummate the marriage. I forget exactly the pratim, but he says once from you see from the fact they were able to be alone and they weren't didn't have a taiva to be intimate, so therefore then there was no problems afterwards. I think there's one small piece of the tshuva I'm forgetting, but I think that was the basic kunz of it. It's quoted, I think, in Bechacham Vadi Yosef in terms of Hilchas Nida. Alright, back to our story. Yud Dalid. Kore Roitz Loimer Chayli Kros. That he is, nowadays we say not that, that you could, you're chayav to read Kriya Shema after your wedding. Im birchosek adin, with the brachos, like it says, gam in spaladin, davin came in shechayav in Kriya Shema, chayav in tefillah. Since you're chayav in the Shema, which is a deraisa, you're also chayav in the davening, a derabonin. Viv enikor mechzik yuhura. You know what yuhura is? You know the term yuhura before? It means you're like a spiritual show off. So if you're not going to read Shema nowadays, that's like a spiritual show off. You're saying, look, because since I have such unbelievable kavana every single time I ever always read Shema, so this one time I can't read Shema because I won't be able to have that unbelievable kavana I have. So by not reading, it's like you're showing off. But really, nowadays we assume people don't have such.
Wait. In other words, if a person could be putter if he's unable to have the kavana at that time for whatever reason.
Could be. The Gemara gives examples of that. Like a person's ship sinks or something like that. Okay. But here, we're saying, you know, we do say Shema now. Even a chassan says Shema, because that's like showing, oh no, I'm on such a level that I always have such great kavana whenever I read Shema, so that's the one time I'm not able to, so I'm not going to say it tonight. You know, I'm kavana the whole year round, so it's like, manish tana halayla has that. Shemar shemechavi mechol shah. It makes it look like, oh, I have such gavalda kavana. Le'inyin tefillin, by tefillin, ayin lekaman, yes, Simin Laman Chesiv Zayim, Mishnah Berurah. If you remember over there, it talked about, yes, the Chosin does wear tefillin, all the Shush Binus, the whole wedding party, everybody puts on the tefillin. Okay. Tes Vav, Yikra Kriyashma, Sham Nisboir, Dibishikrus Ma'at Kori Mispalo. So we're talking about a person who's been drinking, so if you're a little bit shicker, word probably is like you're tipsy, or you're buzzed. They have these new signs now. Buzzed driving is drunk driving, right? So you've been drinking. Person's been drinking. But it's not really that. In other words, if you had to like straighten up your act for something, someone important like came into the room, right? Like your wife, you'd straighten up, right? No, I'm just kidding. B'zmaneinu, b'lav hachi, ein anu mechavnin kol kach. Because we don't have such amiul kavana. Ho, im ein yoch l'dab l'fnei melech. But if you couldn't really straighten up your act, and if a king was there, an important person, you weren't able to speak coherently and straighten up, so in that case, ein likros.
The person is drunk, but he could fake it that he's not drunk.
Right, no, you could pull it together already, yeah, but it's not good. But if someone, the person is so shikker, they can't even pull it together for a king, then what's it called? Then you can't daven, you can't say Shema. Ules palel ad yoser yena me olav. You have to wait till the to daven. You have to wait till the effects of the wine have left you. There's a ma'ase once by cooks at Zal by his Purim Suda, and apparently the oil was shikar, and they got ready to daven. And they said, "What are you doing? You can't daven." He says, "No, because we're about to stand in front of a king." The cook gave a clap, and everybody stood straight like a soldier. Hurachu when they daven, because they could do it. They were shikr, but they could stand in front of a king.
That's the criteria then. So you get drunk on Purim, but you're able to, you know.
Well, for Shema, for davening, we have a higher level because davening is like your omen lifnei hamelech. We'll see when we get to those halachos. But for Shema, at least if you could pull it together, yeah. All right, let's go weiter. Dalid, hayosik b'tzarchei rabim, right? You're in the middle of tending to the needs of the community. We have to skip the issue page. V'higi yizman kriya shema, and now it's time for shema slo yafsik. You don't stop what you're doing, then ela yigmor as iskehem, v'yikra im ishar es likrois. You keep on doing what you're doing, because you're oisik b'mitzvah, then you're potim in a mitzvah, and then you would read shema afterwards if there's time remaining. So we'll see exactly what is defined as a tzarchei rabim. In Tez Zayin, it says the Mishnah Berurah Tzarchei Rabim Ma'irish Ein Shamish Yishtadel Elahu Lekach Einu Poisek. Right, you're the only one who can do this. If someone else could be doing this, then you'll stop and he'll take care of it. The Oseik B'Mitzvah, who you're working, you're involved with the mitzvah right now. Vafilu Imhu Oseik Rak B'Hatzalas Mamonim. Even if you're just trying to save the people money, that's also called Tzarchei Rabim. V'Higia, and then it's time for saying Shema. Mashna Mizeh Im Hischa B'Isser. It sounds like from the fact it says vihigia, you were in the middle of doing something and then the time came. But if the time had passed already or whatever it was, and then you started, so you're not supposed to, you'd have to be mafsik, because you didn't have any heter to start what you were doing. Even if you started the isser, you really don't have to be mafsik. In Yud Ches, it says, Lo yafsik, di im yoch lahafsik li kriya shema v'achakach lachsa v'yigmor tzarchi tzibur v'lo torach yafsik. If you could stop and then go right back to it, you're going to take 2 minutes out of your whole meeting, your schedule, to do this, and you should. Even though technically speaking you are exempt, nevertheless, you still could be yotzi with it. It's not where you're potter to the extent that you have no chiv per se. There is a chiv, but you're not required to do it. So if you could find a way to do it, which might not be too hard, then yeah, you should. Delo poter mamish, you're not really poter mokamish kriya shema. Ela shehu az oisik b'mitzvah acheres. It's just you're doing a different mitzvah. So if you could stop that, then you could do it. Okay. Then the next line in the Mechaber said that you should finish what you're doing and then read shema. Yigmor iskehim, sifkotin yates. Umikom mokom yaseh ma sheyochel v'yikro l'fachos pasach rishon im baruch shein kvod machusol le'elam v'ed bizmana. You should at least say the Pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem. Kizeh Adavar Katzar is very short. Ve'eshelo afilu b'shash oisi b'tzarchi tzibur. You know, you can't. It's very hard to say that. I didn't have time to say the first. You know, the Pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem. That at least you could find 10 seconds to say.
It's suppose it's not a matter of time. I mean, you're doing something that, that you just can't take a break from.
Okay, so you can't take a break, Right. Yeah.
You're carrying something about, whatever it is. You know,
right, okay. Correct.
I mean, requiring extreme concentration, like
okay. So the Mechav's going to ask, well, you had extreme concentration for 3 straight hours? You didn't find a little break? Okay, but you're right. If it's true, if that's what the mitzvah is, then that's exactly what we're learning here. You're potter. Okay, let's do one more. Chaf. Im nishar, right? So you finish now, and then afterwards there's time remaining, so then you should say the Shema still. Im lo nishar mayasis, what do you do if there isn't time left? Hare also be mitzvah. You were involved in doing a mitzvah. Mikom makom chayv lahaski yitzias mitzrayim. So you're right. You don't say Shema, but you still have to mention yitzias mitzrayim during the daytime. Afila achash over zman kriyishma, even after the sof zman kriyishma.
You say kriyishma after the zman because there's yitzias mitzrayim in it.
Okay, maybe that'll be neitzah. Shizohi mitzvah b'fnei atzmo u'mitzvasa kol hayom. This is by its separate mitzvah, and that goes all day long. Alkein yomer eizah parsha sheish bo yitzias mitzrayim. So you can say any parsha that discusses yitzias mitzrayim. I believe the Gra brings down the yitzias mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah. So I think so. If you could pick one of your...
Yeah, 50 choices.
50 choices. Im kvar avar zman... Now you've missed the time. You can't even say the brach of emes v'yatziv. Kimo shemavur b'simin nun ches. Right, we saw there is a time that ayin sham mishnah brura ayin lekamen simin tzadi gimel sifdala le'inyan tefila b'mishnah brura sham da te'im nimshach zman asko b'tzarchi tibur ad la'acher chatzos. If now it's gone so long, it's after chatzos. So you missed everything. You missed the brachos. Everything's over with. Sha'oz pata l'chuli alma af min ha'tefila. You can't even daven shachris. Mikom akam osu l'chuli alma lechol. You can't eat yet. Kodim shemekayim mitzvahs tefillin. You have to put on your tefillin first before you eat. Dizmano kol hayom. Because tefillin goes all day long also. Vigam lefiz ma shekosu primagadim simin peites. Osu lo oz lechol kodim shemispala tefila samincha. You can't even eat now, right? When you've reached a half hour, and we'll go lechumra, whether it's a half hour of shalzmanios, whether it's 30 minutes, so then yispala, tefilas mincha, you should daven mincha, v'achakach, yochal, then you'll eat. I'm sefer Machne Yisrael, Perek Zayin, that's Machne Yisrael, written by the Chavetz Chaim. You know, it's a sefer written, I believe, for soldiers in the army, like, and you can imagine. In the army, we think we're talking about business things, but if a person's serving in the army, they can't... They don't have time to do this, so he writes in Eitz as to what to do. Okay. Have a great day, everyone.